On WBFO's Press Pass, we are joined by Newell Nussbaumer and Jessica Marinelli of Buffalo Rising. This week, a look at some of the city's surprising attachment to soccer's World Cup. But first, a look back at last week's unusual but successful effort by the Olmsted Parks Conservancy. The agency made its way into the Guinness Book of World Records by lining up 1,500 plastic pink flamingos.
If you actually look closely at the way they spell flamingos, it's F-L-O mingos, flow-mingos, for Frederick Law Olmsted. Yep. People will be able to go and actually adopt the flamingos, the initial 1,500, and take them home with them. So I think that for Garden Walk this year, we're going to see a ton of pink flamingos in all of the gardens, which should be kind of neat.
We encourage that, and we want people, they're asking people to use the hashtag Flamingos, and to adopt flamingos for a small fee. One flamingo is $10 to $15, and you can buy a membership at Olmsted Park and get two for free for $35. But the nice thing is it's all going to go to support the park for their 150th anniversary, and then hashtag take a picture of your flamingo in your garden, hashtag at them, and adopt your little flamingo and name him.
As we're talking about
her.
Or her, that's right.
Or gender neutral.
The gender neutral pink flamingo. As we were talking, though, it occurred to me how often we seem to be talking about the resurgent Buffalo Rising, for a little bit of a pun there. How much at the center of this really has been the Olmsted Parks Conservancy? It took some time to get up and running, but it's very strong, and Buffalo seems to be strong with it right now.
Yeah, I agree. I think that the Olmsted Park system ties the entire city together. That is why it is so important to reconnect some of the parks that are disparate from the other parks. Obviously, everything that everybody's talking about with MLK Park and really trying to reconnect that with the park system, that's a huge lift. But that will be such a glorious day for Buffalo when that does happen someday. And so many people are fighting for that right now.
The interest in the World Cup, we see that a little bit over on Hurdle for sure, Mezque, but they're not alone when it comes to World Cup interest.
No, they're not. Over the years, we've become very familiar with Silo City. So many different things are happening down along the Buffalo River right now, from kayaking to incredible art events, blues festivals. I mean, you name it, it's happening at Silo City. But one of the most recent occurrences, which I just find absolutely fascinating at Silo City, is the opening of a restaurant and bar down there called Duende. Mm-hmm. But what's really interesting is that they have a cantina. They've got a beer garden, and in the middle of the beer garden is an indoor-outdoor cantina, and inside the cantina is a bar slinging frosty beers and a flat-screen TV where all of these World Cup fans are down there cheering on their favorite teams. This is about as obscure as it gets. Silo City is a little bit of an obscure area. Nobody knows exactly what it is, which kind of makes it so interesting. And now you're starting to see some of these elements coming in that owner and operator of Silo City, Rick Smith, has always anticipated. And now we're starting to see these come to fruition, which is so exciting. So I stopped down there a few days ago, and even though Duende wasn't open, I walked over to the cantina, and there are all these people in there screaming and shouting and watching the flat screen TV and drinking beers. And in the beer garden, there was a little soccer net, and people were out there playing soccer. And I just felt that where else are you going to ever find something like this? Not just in Buffalo, but anywhere, and especially with Rick Smith and his notorious cowboy hat. and then just the element of all these different people in this cantina element, which there really is nothing like along these lines in Buffalo. Super cool stuff. Very unusual.
Jessica Marinelli and Newell Nussbaumer of Buffalo Rising, thanks for joining us on Press Pass.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Jay.